Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown songs with a number in the title of the song. This half hour, we'll hear from the Marvelettes, Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross, Eddie Kendricks, Martha and the Vandellas, The Miracles, and Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Well, first up, a great song from the Marvelettes, Beechwood 4, 5789. Well, those marvelous Marvelettes were Motown's top girl group in 1962. They were so hot, both sides of this record coming up, both Beechwood 4, 5789, and the flip side, called Someday, Someway, became chart hits. Well, Marvin Gaye gets his first songwriting credit on Beechwood 4, 5789, and the song appears to be one of the first of the Motown songs where vocals were overdubbed onto a pre-recorded backing track rather than live with the great Motown house band called the Funk Brothers. Well, Marvelette member Cat Anderson recalled that, quote, "A lot of the fans may well have thought that the Beechwood 4, 5789 was one of our personal phone numbers, but it wasn't. Well, people in various states throughout America with a Beechwood exchange found themselves explaining that, no, the Marvelettes were not at home." Well, here are the Marvelettes right here on Motown Memories.
Just like a camel, a whip the head, and I can't. One last ride,
Motown Memory from Marvin Gaye, One More Heartache. They reached number 29 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1966. And we start with the Marvelettes, number 17 tune from 1962, Beechwood 4, 5789. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown songs that have a number in the title of the song. Well, coming up, a great song by Diana Ross from 1976, One Love in My Lifetime. Well, Diana Ernestine Earl Ross was born March 26, 1944, in Detroit. And of course, she helped shape the Motown sound as lead singer of the Supremes before leaving the group for a solo career on January 14, 1970. Since the beginning of her career with the Supremes, and as a solo artist, Ross has sold more than 150 million records. Well, during the 1970s and throughout the mid-1980s, Ross was amongst the most successful female artists, crossing into film, television, and Broadway. She received a Best Actress Academy Award nomination for her 1972 role as Billie Holiday in the movie entitled Lady Sings the Blues, for which she did win a Golden Globe Award. She won awards at the American Music Awards, garnered 12 Grammy Award nominations, and won a Tony Award for a one-woman show called An Evening with Diana Ross in 1977. In 1976, Billboard magazine named her the Female Entertainer of the Century, and in 1993, the Guinness Book of World Records declared that Diana Ross was the most successful female music artist in history, with a total of 18 number one singles, 12 as lead singer of the Supremes, and 6 as a solo artist. Through 2010, including her work with the Supremes, Diana has released 67 albums. Well, here is a great song from 1976, One Love in My Lifetime, right here on Motown Memories.
Joy and tears, I'm standing here to say, you're that one. This is the home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Break tune by Martin Mandela's Wild One. That reached number 34 from 1964. Before that, Eddie Kendrick's number 1 from 1973, Keep On Truckin' Part 1. And we started with Diana Ross, One Love in My Life, number 25 from 1976. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown songs with a number in the title of the song. Well, coming up, Love Machine Part 1 from The Miracles. Well, when Smokey Robinson told his fellow Miracles in 1969 that he wanted to quit the group, no one at the time believed him. As the lead singer and primary creative force behind their hits, from Shop Around to I Second That Emotion, Smokey was too valuable a resource to lose. Besides, he loved being a part of the group too much to leave. But Smokey longed to spend more time at home with his wife Claudette and their son in 1969, and he promised, though, he would stay until 1970. Well, by the end of 1970, a strange twist of fate gave the Miracles their first number one hit, The Tears of a Clown. And the group's sudden increase in popularity made Smokey reconsider. Still, his daughter was born that year, and now he had one more reason to stay off the road. Well, in 1971, he again informed his fellow Miracles that he was definitely leaving the group. It was then, in 1971, that the group met Bill Griffin, a Baltimore singer who grew up idolizing the Miracles. He was invited to understudy Smokey, and Griffin traveled all of the United States and Europe with the Miracles' farewell tour. Well, fast forward to 1976. This was the first Miracles hit without Smokey reaching number one, and standing alone, Love Machine was a synthesizer-heavy, pulsating disco hit. Too long to release as a single, Motown divided it into two parts, and the first half became the hit side, Love Machine Part 1, and it entered the Hot 100 at number 90 on October 25, 1975, and it took 19 weeks to reach number 1, and it remained on the charts for 27 weeks, making it the most successful single in the 16-year chart history for the Miracles, and it was also the last Miracles single to chart. Well, here are the Miracles, Love Machine Part 1, right here on Motown Memories.
Come confused.
New Orleans All-Stars with Hip City Part 2. They reached number 31 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1968. And we started with The Miracles. They're only number one without Smokey Robinson, Love Machine Part 1 from 1975. Well, this ends this edition of Motown Memories. We've featured all songs that have a number in the title of a song. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.